Today we are going to be learning Oisiyos Tes Zayin and Yud Zayin in the Kuntres and Yonah Shoteres Achasidus. I'm actually going to be starting with Ois Yud Zayin first, a few Nekudis from that Ois, and then we are going to go to Ois Tes Zayin. The Rebbe is bringing out an Ois Yud Zayin that we said that Chasidus is the Giloi HaYechido Shebetoira. And we explained how that permeates the pshat, the remez, the drush, and the soid. It doesn't shoylel the pshat, remez, drush, and soid. It only enhances it. The etzem, it connects everything, all the pratim, to the main nekuda of each thing. And that's what you see in each prat where Chassidus adds to the chayis of Moed Ani. Let's start with the Regesh HaAdam in Pshat. That while a regular person feels his chayis, when you learn Chassidus, you realize that your chayis is that you're a Yid. It's a whole different life in the creation. Without Chassidus, you really think that the world exists. However, when you learn Chassidus, you realize that the world that you see is really being nischadish every single moment, every single day. The Eibishter is recreating the world in the mitzvahs. That even the mitzvahs that the Torah calls mishpatim, that they have a seichel, they have a reason, they have a tam, really they are elikus, which is higher than reason. And obviously in Schelek HaSoid Shebetoira, that even the Malchus, which is the lower Dargis, really are connected with Atom, Sar, and Sof, they're really connected with the Eibishter himself. So this shows how the Yechida Shebetoira, Chassidus, is not Shoylel Nefesh Ruach Neshama and Chaya, it only enhances it, it brings it out to another level. Now in Ois Tes Zayin, which is a very, very deep ois, where the Rebbe explains how be'emes, these four pshatim in Moed Ani and the uftu of Chassidus in each one, really are connected one with the other. They're not stam, four different inyonim. You have a body, for example, the hands, the feet, the neck, the head, they're all different parts of the body, but they're really one body. What happens in one affects the other. So in truth, all the biurim of Moed Ani, according to Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid, and the extra chayis, which is inspired and given over by Chassidus, are really connected one with the other. And here is the Nekuda. What is the uftu of Moed Ani, according to Chassidus, according to the Soid part of Torah, is the fact that the world is really connected to Gilui HaEtzem, to the Eibishter himself. That in order for there to be this world, it's from Atma Sarit and Sof, it's from the Eibishter himself. If so, then you could understand how the world is constantly being created, Yesh Me'ayin, every moment. What does that mean? Well, we all know that the world is created from nothing to something every single moment. The fact that we, the hair, what Gilui HaEtzem, makes it much stronger. Why? Because if the Elikus that we would create, understand, and have it deherin, is only the Elikus, which is Lefi Erech HaOilamois, the lower levels of Elikus, like Malchus, so then you can't really say,
yeah.
You can't really say that the world doesn't exist. Because at a certain point, the Elikus is Lefi Erech HaOilam. The example that you can understand this is, let's say you have somebody that's a teacher. So a teacher can, for example, kick out one kid, two kids from the class, three kids. He can't say, Be'etzem, really, with a straight face, I don't need all of you. Because if you don't have any students, you don't have a teacher. So you can't say that I don't need you at all. You don't exist. Individuals, one or two, maybe. So Malchus, Tatsilos, and all the other Dargis, So they can say that the Welt is small, that they can't really honestly their head that there is no Welt at all. However, imagine somebody that has an institution that he's just like a volunteer. He's a wealthy man and he also has this institution that he runs. He can shut it down tomorrow and it won't affect him at all. He's not doing it for anything for himself. He's only doing it to help other people. Now, if the other people don't want it, he could shut it down tomorrow and it will not affect him. He can literally walk into the institution, look at everybody and say, I don't need you to be here. You don't matter to me. You could all leave tomorrow and it won't affect me at all because he has a whole different metzias of his own. That is like the Giluya Etzem. So therefore, when Etzem is Nizgala, the world taka feels like Ayin and it understands that it's Ayin. And therefore, the Bria, we can understand what it says, Al Pidrush, that the Bria is Yeshmi Ayin. And obviously, when someone lives with that hakara, he understands that life that's not a likus is not life. We explained in Pshat, you can see Lepler said, he doesn't want poirish ayorin, that life without the her and a likus, for him is not life. It's to him, a likus is not a bonus. It's not something, an additional benefit for his life. Life without Elikus is Nishken Leben, is not a life. And that Hakara, that Welt without Elikus doesn't exist. Life without Elikus is not a life. That's another expression of the Giluya Etzem. Because Etzem is Nizgala, you see that if there's no Elikus, there's no life. Lo Meliyeh Sechayim, what kind of life is it if there's no Elikus? And obviously, when you reach that level of akara, you also understand that all the mitzvahs that you do is higher than seichel. There is an Chazal tell us, and people take it to an extreme. Like nitna toira and a mitzvah latzarev bemes abriyos. The whole idea of mitzvahs is to make us good people. That we should back nice, or midas toives, benodam lamokim, benodam lechaveroi. And there are people that take it to the extreme and think that that is what a mitzvah is. A mitzvah is to make you a man of the world, a good person in the world. Of course, we have to make a kiddush Hashem. That's without a question. But mitzvahs are so much more than directions about how to live in the world. Adarabba, we know, alpayim shona kodma toira loilam, Torah and mitzvahs are be'enarech higher than the world. In other words, if there's no world, there's still ruts in the elyon. If you don't learn you don't learn pnimus haTorah, you have a hard time understanding that the likus has nothing to do with the bria. It makes a dira betachtoinim, but mehusa is so much higher than bria soilam. And therefore, if there are parts of a mitzvah that you don't understand, you're more shocked if you do understand mitzvahs than if you don't understand mitzvahs. Most people struggle and they say, these things that's hard for me to do because I don't understand what's the reason. A chassid is the other way around. He struggles to say that I can't understand the reason. Of course, the Eibishter's rotzen and is beyond our limited seichel. So therefore, by him it's not a pella that he doesn't understand. And when you reach the Gilia Etzem, you don't ask, so if I don't understand it, and if I don't see the benefit, why do I do it? Because it's not meant for any side benefit. Mitzvahs are the goal in itself. That is the goal, that is the reason. So therefore, when Etzem is Nisgala, all these things start legging Zechab, one leads to the other. When you understand Giloya Etzem, so then you understand Yeshmi Ayin. When you understand Yeshmi Ayin, you understand that life without Elikus is Nishken Leben. And when you understand that life without Elikus is Nishken Leben, so then you also understand that mitzvahs are beyond our seichel as well. So really, all four dargis, Mshat, Remes, Drush, and Soid, the Gilei Etzem, which enhances every part and every prat of Torah, are all connected one with the other.